insightful.
Yeah, you guys can shout anything out. This thing is so casual. Nobody's going to watch it.
Yeah.
Elizabeth watches it.
They're already flying home.
I can't even get my mom to watch them.
Hey, why don't you eat this?
Because she doesn't
have so much. It's all right, man. Not too bad.
Can I get a drink?
Yeah, I think that'd be perfect if we serve you up a drink. I think you should walk out of the shot. I love it.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's do it. Are you ready? You
just during the middle.
To the drink.
Okay, wait, just during the middle, man. Like, randomly.
Okay, yeah. Do that. See if they can keep it on
our game. There's none in this one, so.
Yeah, I'm going to wear my shirt.
You got one open? You got one open over there? So you're ready.
I'm ready.
You're ready.
With the Korbel.
I'll dial that.
With the Korbel. Okay. Yeah, you should.
You're going to do that.
All right. When you're ready.
All right, here we are. Day 4 of the PDC.
It's over.
We're going to dial this thing up. So past and back to 10, if I remember how to do this
it's
right.
It's done. Pull
it is. It's hard to believe that it's done. So behind us, I don't know if we can get it on the camera view or not.
We're looking over
the big room.
The big ass room, which is the bar. That's the acronym.
We call it the bar.
As we stand here at another bar.
at another little
toasting ourselves with champagne and the chocolate fountain.
It's a cool view, right? We can see all the lounges. We can see the labs. We can see they're clearing out in the back, that exhibitor area. It's weird to see the doors open. But we still got people here. It's great. They're still interacting.
So we're trying to make 30 minutes away from the show close.
30 minutes away, and the bits are still being downloaded to brains down there. So
wow. It's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool, but it's sad at the same time.
Bittersweet.
A little bittersweet.
But you're not going to be saying that next week when we're back in the office having a PDC 09 planning meeting.
At all. So PDC 09 in November of next year. I've talked to a couple people about it. They're excited about it already. I've talked to a lot of people. Well, let's go to Ask the Experts. We teased that we were going to be there at the table last night.
Right.
Great turnout at Ask the Experts. I don't know what the final count was, but it was very full.
Mm-hmm.
At the PDC table where we asked for feedback, we spent the solid 3 hours listening to people talk about some good things, actually mostly good things.
It was hard to get them to say anything negative or critical, wasn't it? Give it to us straight.
But we got a lot of good feedback. We wrote a whole sheet of things to consider for both Mix and for the next PDC. So I thought there were some good suggestions there. A couple of ones that stick out in my mind that are interesting probably is how about some signage in a couple key places in the convention center that tell me that the room I'm about to walk a quarter mile to is already full.
Right.
So I don't have to walk there to find out and then walk all the way back to an overflow
like
room.
In an airport, like the terminals. They give you all the information.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to do that. I'm going to say it here right now. I'm committing on camera. We're going to do that next year.
Say it again. Right there.
We're going to do it next year for PDC 09. Oh, by the way, bite me.
Yeah, we've talked about doing this so many times and it always seems to be low priority, but we've heard the feedback loud and clear this time around. The other one that comes up is I don't want to leave sessions to do labs. It's like we want some dedicated time to spend time in the labs because we've had a lot of participation. We still have participation in the labs going on right now.
Speaking of which, we had over 2,500 lab launches this week.
Wow, so that's somebody sitting down and actually firing one up and spending
some,
you know, significant amount of time.
Yeah, we had 55 labs for them to choose from, and then 2,500 actually got fired up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were competing with something all the time, as they were saying.
Exactly.
They were complaining about it.
They had to make the choice. But we did see some feedback that basically said, you know, if I go do a lab, I know that I can watch the recording of the session later. Because we've been looking for feedback related to how do people use those recordings. And that's one of them. I've heard from a few people that said, it doesn't really matter that I missed that one to go see this other one. Because I'll just, you know, I'll catch it online later.
It kind of reduced the stress for attendees here because they could go to what they really wanted, knowing that their second choice was going to be available to them within a day.
Yep. And the sessions are, a lot of the sessions are up already.
Right.
You can play them in Silverlight. A nice, beautiful viewer, or you can download the high-quality WMV, and I think some other formats will come online later, but I've already seen a lot of people pointing to those. Matter of fact, there's people down there where you can plug your laptop into a cable. There's people who are actually downloading the sessions right now to their laptops over the network connection and copying to the hard drive we gave them, which is a fantastic use of the space that's remaining on the hard drive.
So we have some other interesting stats that I want to share out.
Fun stats.
Okay, we'll start with some food stats.
These are amazing, by the way.
Okay, so bananas. Guess how many pounds, not pounds, how many bananas we went through this week?
For the whole week?
Yeah.
I know, because it's written right in front of me.
Hey, someone out there, take a guess.
It's a lot. How many bananas did we go through this week?
25,000. Try 111,000 bananas.
111,000 bananas. That's
my
a lot.
God.
So I ate about half of those. No, not
wow. Really. We had 603 pounds of butter consumed.
That's not good.
I wonder how many pounds that actually puts on you if you eat that much.
Over 60,
so here we go. Sodas.
Over 61,000 cans of pop.
Or sodas.
I'm from the Midwest.
For folks who say
yes,
soda.
Yes.
61,000 cans.
Over 11,000 yogurts.
That's amazing. So I've got some geeky stats, although those are obviously some geeky stats too. So the Network Operations Center, 7 rolling server racks, 71 HP servers,
wow.
2 industrial strength, 14,000 BTU air conditioning units just to cool the Network Operations Center. That's just amazing stats here. 13 virtual LANs. We had a 155 megabit OC3 circuit, load balanced with an additional 45 megabit DS3
wow.
for bandwidth in and out of the event. 12 Zerus wireless arrays in the keynote hall just so everybody could have great keynote access. Because this year some people were even streaming down information. But I saw a lot of live blogging, a lot of content going on there. 60,000 feet of network cable.
Jeez.
Right? Because while there is some networking in the convention center, you know, we're standing on some wires now that we ran. They run all over this place, and it's a quarter mile from one end to the other. It's insane. We deployed over 1,000 PCs and monitors
yeah.
just to make this thing work. I mean, the amount just of stats
it's
here to make this thing go off is incredible. So I was looking here at the overflow system. So, you know, we did the
yeah.
overflows.
Yeah, you broke history.
And it worked out. So inbound from each session room to the control room, we had 15 1.5 gigabit video streams with embedded audio, so 22.5 gigabits per second total. I mean, just I could go through all this, but wow, it's insane.
You know what? We kind of got off easy. There were no fires.
Yep.
There were
right.
There were no power outages.
No power outages.
Building.
Yeah, that's right.
I kind of feel like it was smooth sailing. I feel like in the next 20 minutes something's going
to
happen.
Oh, wait, where's the wood to knock on there? Yeah, exactly. No, it's actually gone really well. We haven't had, I don't think, any major issues
yeah.
this time around.
We got a couple of questions about PDC 09 and mm-hmm. you know, what are we going to have to say in a mm-hmm. year from now?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a lot to say, aren't we?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was talking again at Ask the Experts last night. Somebody was asking this question. And we had 3 to 4 times the number of sessions that we could have delivered this year, but we couldn't. There's a lot of content. For example, we talked a little bit about Office, but we know there's a big Office wave of technology.
Right.
We talked a little about mobile, but we all know there's more mobile story there. The cloud is in its early phases here as we look towards the future, and obviously we'll have a lot more to say in the space of about a year. And that's just a tease. And I'm not even saying those will all be in there, but, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we can
right.
talk about.
Things are moving faster than ever, right?
Very fast.
A year from now, it's going to be just as momentous. I know it's been 3 years since the last PDC,
mm-hmm.
so people thought, oh, of course they had lots to say. What are they going to have to say in a year from now?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Well, it's been 3 whole years since the last time we connected in person with this audience.
I know.
That's a long
it's
time.
It's too long.
That's a long time.
It's too long. So.
Charles.
Hey, can I get
what's
a
going on, buddy?
Yeah, please.
Hey, Charles Torre. It's like a celebrity signing here. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
You guys are amazing.
We're amazing, huh?
I mean, this event is
over. Yeah, you know what? You should take a... There's all these people. I mean, this is like
crew.
Just a fraction
pan around
of the crew.
Here.
Exactly.
It takes like what? 50 people from our core team.
Just to put this on.
Just
yeah.
to put this on. We've been working on this for months and months.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous.
It's taken a lot. As a matter of fact, we've worked on this since November. That's the earliest I can remember, November of last year.
Yeah.
And it's been this team and many more across many core team meetings, virtual team meetings to pull it off.
Yeah.
And I think the feedback so far is that things have gone well. Interestingly, we didn't have a keynote this morning.
Yep.
You know, parties last night. We had symposia today that
yep.
went really well.
Yep.
I would have guessed that we'd have had a far reduced number of attendees who want to go to Santa Monica and check it out. But no, we've actually been overflowing sessions
again
still
today.
This morning.
Wow.
So that's stunning to me.
Should we extend PDC for
yeah.
a few more days?
From a 4-day blow your brain event to a what? I don't even know what you'd call it if it were 8 days long. It'd be insane. But that's the other thing I've seen today is when you're talking to people, it's my brain is full. I've got to take a break. I've got to let it sink in. I talked to some folks today who had attended a lot of the Oslo sessions, and just today it sunk in. They finally said, oh, that's what it's all about, and that's what it means
right.
to me.
They're getting
and
it.
Then they immediately ran down there, and now they're asking the questions in the lounge. So some of this is so new and different and requires a mental shift.
Right.
It just takes a little bit for it to sink in. Cloud computing is no different.
So are you sad that this is our last show?
Like a last countdown show? Absolutely. It is. It's bittersweet. It absolutely is bittersweet. But we are going to have a mix countdown show.
We're
going to
start that like in 2 weeks, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we've gotten feedback that people like the format. So we're going to do a mix show. And that's in March.
I have nothing to say.
Exactly.
All right.
We get a little bit of a break before we get to do that show.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, congratulations.
So congratulations to you, too. So
is that 2 minutes up yet?
We got, no, it's not. We've still got a few seconds here. But we've
this
got
is the first
what,
time we've run out of anything to say, but I know you'll feel there.
Man, I can talk forever, right?
Go ahead.
Thank God for the timer. So we've got 20 minutes more before this thing closes out. There we go.
Hey, that's it.
Thank you.